We're paying tribute today to jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk, who was recognized earlier this week with a special Pulitzer Prize citation. Jessica Williams is a pianist who is technically dazzling, musically witty and intelligent, and an exuberant student of Monk's composing and playing.
The first time I heard Thelonious, it was on a record called It's Monk's Time. And the very first time I heard it, I thought that Thelonious sounded like perhaps he was wearing boxing gloves, because I had heard all this precision piano playing from like Oscar, and this was a totally new thing for me. I grew to love Monk's music, and I still do. I had some questions about how he would do certain things, and I think the one holdover I did have from my classical training was that I always thought there were specific ways to do things, right ways and wrong ways. And I discovered that the only right way is the way that works best for you. For instance, Thelonious Monk would do a whole tone scale, like hand over hand. Okay? I know this because I saw a video, because I never saw him play in person. But when I saw him do that, it just made me realize that this guy had a way different technique than the one that I was taught.
A lot of what you do in your music is what some people would consider mistakes, you know, dissonances that
sometimes there are mistakes, Terry, I'm sorry.
That's not what I mean, though. There's dissonances you use that some people would perceive as, like, wrong notes or out-of-tempo things that some people would perceive as, like, wrong tempos. And I'm wondering, coming from classical music, if you assimilated that really quickly, if there were harmonies that were foreign to you when you started listening to jazz, or rhythmic things that were foreign to you and that you learned and then learned to subvert in interesting ways, or if you just kind of naturally felt that as soon as you heard it.
I think it was pretty natural. There were certain things that I heard Thelonious do that at first sounded very wrong to me.
Like what?
Let's take the way he played I Should Care. This is very interesting. I don't play it exactly, and I never transcribed solos or learned things exactly off the record, but I was very influenced by the way he played it. And I think you'll hear some things in here, and I'll try to point them out.
Great.
That are very unusual from a Western music standpoint. That is a minor ninth, but the human ear is used to hearing. That's easy, but this way, and it's the same notes, but they're transposed differently. Anyway, the way it goes on from there would be this.
Too.
And so it took me a while, I think, to actually hear those things as right. I'm sure when I do those things, I have to do them with a lot of confidence. In concerts, I can't look as if I'm the least bit confused, or everybody will think I really goofed.
Well, you come down really hard sometimes too on those dissonances, so they're really standing out. They're emphasized.
Yeah. There was one I remember. I remember a chord that Monk played on Ghost of a Chance. He played. Oh my God, what a chord. And at first I thought, well, that's totally ridiculous. And then he played it throughout the entire tune. And I realized that it's exactly what he wanted to do. And that chord for me, after I heard the record maybe five times or so, I couldn't wait for that chord to come. Because it was so, different. It stood out like a billboard, like an orange billboard against a blue sky. And I was like, look at me.
I want you to play a short version of a Monk tune that you particularly like and that's
okay.
that's affected your way of listening and playing.
Okay. I think I'll play Bemsha Swing.
Our concert and interview with Jessica Williams was recorded in 1997. You can find out more about her recordings at her website, jessicawilliams.com.